Sidra. Blue got to his feet as Pepper and Sidra walked in the door.
Hey!
He said with a big smile.
Hi,
Sidra said, and simultaneously accessed the file named Make Yourself Comfortable. 1. Remove jacket. 2. Remove shoes. 3. Find a place to sit. 4. Optional. Get a snack or beverage. Pepper eyed her partner as she unlaced her boots.
What's up?
She asked, in a tone that suggested something had to be. Blue continued to smile.
I've done some redecorating.
He spoke more reassuring as Pepper raised her brow.
Nothing big, just something, something for our housemate.
Sidra was intrigued. She removed jacket and shoes from the kit and went into the living room. Blue was right. Not much had changed, but the couch had been moved, and beside it was a new chair, pushed up against the wall as far as it would go. A small table was next to it, holding a linking box and a tethering cable. A blush of happiness spread through Sidra's pathways. She understood. This was a place for her to sit down and plug in when she came home.
Thank you, she said. This is very kind.
She paused, not wanting to be impolite.
Can I?
Please, Blue said. Sidra couldn't get the kit seated fast enough. She popped the cable into the head jack, and the kit fell back into the chair, as an organic sapient would at the end of a long day. She closed the kit's eyes, savoring the flood of information. She wouldn't have known how to describe the feeling to the humans, perhaps like instantly regrowing a limb that had recently been severed.
Is the chair in a good spot?
Blue asked.
Is the angle okay? I tried to find somewhere where you can see most of the room.
Sidra opened the kit's eyes and looked around.
Yes, this is great,
she said, simultaneously downloading everything she'd added to her topics to research file that day. She'd already begun to lose herself in the task when she detected something brushing against the kit's leg. She lifted the kit's eyes down, but the angle wasn't right. She still couldn't see what it was. The kit sighed, and she bent it forward, directing the head down. A little machine had come out from under the chair. A soft-skinned bot, in the shape of an animal Sidra didn't recognize. Big head, stubby body, 8 stumpy legs. She searched her reference files, but came up empty.
Oh, cute!
Pepper said as she came into the room. She placed a fond hand on Blue's shoulder.
Ah, that's real cute.
Sidra watched the bot, which had begun to rub its side against the kit's leg. 2 green mechanical eyes opened and met her gaze. Without warning, the bot leapt into the kit's lap and cooed a wordless invitation. Sidra wasn't sure what to do.
What is this? She asked.
Put out your hand, Blue said.
Sidra put the kit's right hand forward, hesitantly. The machine pushed its nose forward, nuzzling the kit's fingertips, cooing and chuffing as it did so. The kit started smiling, though Sidra couldn't say quite why.
It's a pet bot, Blue said. This one's made to look like an Ushman. They're a Harmagian thing, but everybody likes Ushman.
Sidra realized that Blue was watching her with hopeful expectation.
Wait, she said. Is this for me?
Blue nodded happily.
I know being in somebody else's space can be weird. I figured it'd be good to have something that's yours.
He put his hands in his front pockets.
Plus, they say pets are calming. Thought it might help you feel more at home here.
The sentiment was sweet, but Sidra stuck on one bit of the phrasing. Something that's yours. If the pet bot was a gift, she owned it now. Gingerly, she made the kit pick up the mechanical Ushman. It wriggled, giving the impression of enjoying the contact. The kit's smile faded.
Is it sentient?
Blue looked slightly appalled.
No, he said. I would never buy something like that. It's not intelligent. It's just mechanical.
Sidra continued to stare at the pet bot. It stared back, eyes blinking slowly. A non-sentient program, then. Nothing but if-thens, on-and-off, tiny baby algorithms. She glanced over at Pepper, who was raiding the kitchen. A box of dried beetles, original five-spice blend, was in her free hand as she dug through the cooler in search of a drink. Beetles, Sidra thought. Beetles weren't intelligent either. They couldn't fly a shuttle or build an undersea or create art. She looked again to the pet bot, now seated in her lap. She stretched out one set of the kit's fingers toward it. The bot stretched up toward them, begging to be touched. A recognition protocol, clearly. If approached by owner, then act cute. She thought back to the beetles. If approached by bird, then run away. If hungry, then eat. If challenged, then fight. Beetles weren't considered to be much, but they were alive, at least. There were rules about how to quickly kill insects before consumption. She'd seen such things on the packaging of Pepper's snacks, harvested humanely in accordance with GC law. You could be fairly sure beetles didn't understand what was happening to them, and that they didn't suffer much, but consideration was given to the fact that they might. Did pet bots come with any such ethical labeling? What was the difference between strung-together neurons and a simple bundle of if-then code, if the outward actions were the same? Could you say for certain that there wasn't a tiny mind in that bot, looking back at the world like a beetle might? Sidra noted that Blue was still watching her, and that his face had become one of guarded concern. He thought he'd done something wrong, she realized. She made the kit smile at him. This is so very kind of you, she said. Thank you. Do you like it? If you don't, then I do, Sidra said. It's interesting, and the thought behind it is even better, she considered. You two don't keep pets like some humans do.
No,
Pepper said. She sat down on the couch, in the spot nearest to Sidra's chair, washing down a mouthful of beetles with a fresh bottle of berry fizz.
We don't.
Why not? Pepper took a long sip of her drink, watching the pet bot snuggle in the kit's lap.
I'm not very good with animals.